Good afternoon, everyone. We like to begin by acknowledging the traditional owner of the land, the Wajuk Noongar people, and pay our respect to elder past, present, and emerging. My name is Erna, and today, Corey and I will be quickly talking about the Sri Kandi research, the Sri Kandi project, a participatory action research with Indonesian women living in Perth to co-design an intervention to increase HIV testing. We know that 2/3 of Southeast Asian women are diagnosed late, and in Western Australia, people born in Indonesia had the highest number of notification among those from Southeast Asia. Half were heterosexual females.
So this project is really about understanding the experiences of Indonesian women, particularly that connection between both Indonesia and Australia and their needs in relation to HIV testing. So we're using a methodology known as PAR, Participatory Action Research, which is really about that collective joint work between both research and community. We have 6 amazing and very generous community researchers who have come on board as volunteers for this project. They've done over 10 hours of collective training. They were recruited in less than 1 month, so there was really this sense of enthusiasm for this kind of work. So far, we've designed, recruited for, and conducted focus groups with Indonesian women, and you can see our poster over number 90. And soon we're moving into that data analysis phase. We're looking at co-designing workshops with other Indonesian women and eventually looking at piloting an intervention. So I wanted to talk very quickly today about some of our successes and challenges. And I think for us as a group, one of the real strong positives has been about being able to get immediate feedback from community. And we've been able to adapt the process that we've taken as we move along. It's also given us an opportunity to check our assumptions, particularly as new and emerging data comes. We've seen this support and enthusiasm from Indonesian women, and there is this real sense of ownership. It's also forced us to think about the relevancy of the work that we're doing and constantly needing to think about what are the resulting actions or outcomes from this work. Some of the more trickier aspects of this is really capturing this research process. So every encounter really is part of the messiness of PAR and is part of the research. There's a need to ensure reflexivity, particularly among the community researchers being so close to this group and making sure that they're kind of checking their own assumptions. We're also wondering or moving through a process of how do we maintain confidentiality in this kind of work, particularly around the fact that, you know, de-identified data is simply not enough. And of course, always balancing timelines, so we know that research often moves quite different to how community would like to see this work rolled out. So that's it from us. We kept time. So next step is really about co-designing the intervention, and which is kind of feasible within our time frame and without a budget that is also has some sense of sustainability. This isn't a project done in isolation, and you can see the beautiful community researchers down the bottom. So, terima kasih.